Nashville scooter enthusiasts are gathering in the city this weekend and welcoming riders from several neighboring states. And while the rally isn't the largest in the nation, organizers say they bring a special Nashville spirit to the event. The sun sets as the vintage Vespa scooters roll into Sylvan Park, puttering to a stop in a gravel driveway to begin their rally weekend. Two camps of riders come together here, the vintage aficionados and the modern riders. But when it comes to the pecking order for all motorbikes, they stand together for the modest scooter.
I like them because the history, they look cool, they're unique and interesting, and I really could care less what anybody thinks of me when I'm on it.
That's Ross Cochran, a Nashvillian proud to know all the makes and models that will crisscross the city. They're hitting tourist destinations like Hat Show Print and the Johnny Cash Museum. There will be competitions and parties. And because some of the scooters date to the 1960s, they'll likely spend some time fixing the bikes that break down. But the variety of bikes isn't the only draw. Kerry Campbell said it's also the riders.
Scooter people run the gambit, anywhere from, you know, pristine paint jobs, you know, every little last detail, every little last piece of metal polished, all the way to the other extreme of, like, you know, what they would call a rat bike. If it needs to be fixed, you need to fix it with duct tape, and it's rusting, and, you know, if it gets from point A to point B, that's all that really matters.
To the layman, defining what counts as a scooter could be a little difficult, but those who gathered knew where they were drawing the line. There wasn't a motorcycle or a moped to be seen, just pride and a sense of scooter street cred. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.